My name is... I'm a private... eye. To be a private eye today, you don't have to know the criminal code. You don't have to be tough. You don't even have to own a gun. All you need is a good ear for music. Take my show, for instance. It may not be tops, but it's number one on the jukeboxes. I studied hard to be a detective. 3 years at Juilliard. And a summer session at the Newport Jazz Festival. The private eye business is very competitive today. It's dog-eat-dog. I don't mind another gumshoe stealing my clients, my gun, even my girl. But when they steal my music, that's too much. And that's why I happened to be heading out to Slick Pier the other day to see that famous bandleader, Lawrence Tacato. It took me quite a while to get there. His ballroom was way out. His music wasn't. I needed something different, a style of music that no one would steal. And I thought staccato might be the answer. When I pulled up to Slick Pier, I was greeted by the parking lot attendant.
Greetings, Daddy-O. Welcome to Squaresville.
Gookie, I didn't know you dug polka music.
Like the least. But you know, man, I need the bread. After all, Dad, I'm not only a fender bender, I'm also the first singer to bring back talking records.
Incidentally, Gookie, how do I get into this polka palace?
Just follow the bubbles, Dad. They're the only things around here that aren't square.
Careful with the T-bird. The brakes need adjusting.
Crazy, Dad. These wheels are the skizziest.
Well, Sub Shark could always sell it to Lloyd Bridges. When I walked into the ballroom, Lawrence and the band were busy rehearsing for his TV show.
Thank you, Myron Chlorine, for that wonderful accordion solo. It was wonderful. And now here's our lovely little near beer lady. A three, a two.
I dream of Johnny, who is so debonair. He has such charm and reeks with savoir-faire. I love his smile and his naughty wink. I'd marry him tomorrow if he just didn't drink. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Well, thank you, friends. That was our lovely little near beer lady, a girl who really has a head on her shoulders. Little humor there. Fellas, I got to see someone, so Rocky, will you rehearse to the band? Here's the sheet music for the Linen Sisters, a new number. Too young to smoke in bed.
Too young, too young, too young to smoke in bed.
To escape the music, Lawrence and I met in his dressing room. I introduced myself.
My name is...
I didn't quite catch the name.
I said my name is...
Oh, yeah, you're... I've seen you on M, Esquire.
It was obvious he had his private eyes crossed, but that was unimportant. I was desperate. I needed music for my show in the worst way. And when you need music in the worst way, Staccato's your man. I was just about to wrap up the deal when suddenly...
Well, what happened to Rocky?
Another one of our tenors choked to death right in the middle of the big bubble finale.
Golly gee whiz, what'll we do? That's the eighth tenor we've lost this week. Now we've only got the three left.
I volunteered to help and immediately began to reconstruct the crime. First, I started the bubble machine. Lawrence, it's just as I thought. Do you notice a strange odor in the ballroom?
Please, no wisecracks about the music.
Lawrence, the case is solved. Those bubbles are full of poison gas. Every time a tenor hits a high C, the note pops a bubble.
I can't believe it. Who would want to break up such a happy family?
I thought to myself, the murderer had to be someone who doesn't like tenors. And that would narrow it down to about 150 million people. This case could keep me here all night. Then it came to me. Lawrence, I know who the murderer is.
Who,
There's your murderer. Your near beer lady.
Yeah, your near beer lady.
Heavens to Betsy, why did you kill all those tenors?
Because I'm the star of the show, and no one's going to sing higher than me.
And no one's going to get higher either.
That's right.
What am I going to do with her?
What else? Throw her in the jug. Well, I don't have to tell you that Lawrence's music was an instant success on my show. He wrote a new theme song called I'm Dancing with Tear Gas in My Eyes. And our television show was back on the jukeboxes again. So if you're not doing anything next week at this time, you can always find me at Lawrence Staccato's a two Sunset Strip. Ha ha ha!